time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Tuesday afternoon was a busy one in Trump land. The jury in the Paul Manafort case returned a guilty verdict on 8 of the 18 charges. NBC's Ken Delanian has the story.
Paul Manafort showed no reaction. He was stone-faced. Nor did his wife after the verdict. Prosecutors shook hands with one another, and the judge admonished the jury that they did not have to talk to the press in the wake of this verdict. But look, prosecutors got a little of everything here. Not 100% victory, obviously, for the prosecution, but they got 5 counts of tax fraud. They got 1 count of failing to file a foreign bank account report and 2 counts of bank fraud. And it appeared that this jury meticulously went through the details of the evidence, and they appear to have latched onto 2 of the stronger bank fraud charges, where there are documentable lies introduced into evidence. In one case, Paul Manafort doctored a profit and loss statement to defraud a bank to get loans at a time where he was badly in need of cash. So this jury was super thoughtful, it appears, right, about their deliberations. And earlier today, they told the judge that they were unable to reach consensus on, it turns out, a number of counts. The judge asked them to go back and deliberate. They tried for about 4 hours, were unable to do it. And so the judge declared a mistrial on the 10 counts. Now, the government can retry Paul Manafort on those 10 counts, but he's facing a lot of years in prison already on the 8 counts that he's been convicted of. And he's facing another trial in Washington, D.C. next month that carries even more prison time.
Another bombshell was unfolding at the same time on Tuesday as Donald Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, pleaded guilty to illegally interfering in the 2016 election and implicated the president. Cohen said he worked, quote, at the direction of a candidate for federal office for the purpose of influencing the election. Pleading guilty to 5 counts of tax evasion, 2 counts related to an illegal campaign contribution, and 1 count of making a false statement. MSNBC's Ali Velshi explains.
Trump's longtime personal lawyer and fixer, Michael Cohen, pleading guilty to 8 counts, including 2 criminal campaign finance violations he said occurred, quote, at the direction of the candidate, end quote. Cohen did not name the candidate in court, but the meaning appears clear. Cohen detailing a payment of $150,000 to a woman whose silence he wanted to secure. Those details match what's publicly reported about a payoff to Karen McDougal. Cohen saying it was done, quote, for the principal purpose of influencing the election. Cohen also pleading guilty to making an excessive campaign contribution. That's related to the payment of $130,000 made to a woman in October of 2016, just weeks before the election, at the direction of the same candidate. Those details match what we know about the Stormy Daniels payment.
Cohen's attorney, Lanny Davis, made the TV rounds Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, explaining that Michael Cohen was now ready to tell all.
I can tell you that Mr. Cohen has knowledge on certain subjects that should be of interest to the special counsel and is more than happy to tell the special counsel all that he knows, not just about the obvious possibility of a conspiracy to collude and corrupt the American democracy system in the 2016 election, which the Trump Tower meeting was all about, but also knowledge about the computer crime of hacking and whether or not Mr. Trump knew ahead of time about that crime and even cheered it on. And we know he publicly cheered it on, but did he also have private information? One thing to say about Michael Cohen, if I might, is that he's been through a very tough day. His wife and his 2 children and his family are, I would say, suffering from this type of event, and so is Michael. But in one very important respect, Michael is relieved. He's a good man with a good heart that I've discovered, but he's relieved and liberated is the word I would say to your audience, because now he has no shadow hanging over him. The uncertainty is gone. He has stepped up to the line and he has admitted what he did wrong, but he is now liberated to tell the truth, everything about Donald Trump that he knows, that led him to approach someone like me, who he knows politically doesn't share anything with President Trump. And from this point on, you're going to see liberated Michael Cohen speaking truth to power.
CNN's Jeffrey Toobin explains just how serious this is for the president.
Michael Cohen implicated Donald Trump in a federal crime. He said that his violation of campaign finance laws was in coordination with and at the direction of Donald Trump. That means that according to this guilty plea, Donald Trump was a co-conspirator and or an aider and abettor of this crime.
But wait, there's more. Just last week, Chris Collins, the first congressman to publicly back Trump, was indicted for insider trading. On Tuesday, the second member of Congress to throw his support behind Trump, Duncan Hunter, along with his wife, was indicted on charges of filing false campaign finance records. In case you were wondering, the third member of Congress to jump on the Trump bandwagon was then-Senator Jeff Sessions. I got the- And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener funded, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.